Responsible Men in Washington. St. Helena, California, December 1st, 1909. To our responsible men in Washington. In the city of Washington, zealous, earnest work should be done. In every part of the city, chosen men should be set at work to give the message of warning. Let every effort possible be made for the conversion of unbelieving friends and neighbors. Talk with them about the truth for this time. Pray with them. Not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? Then will I profess unto you, I never knew you. Matthew 7, verse 21 to 23. Matthew 7, verse 24 to 29. I urge our ministers in Washington to labor as much as possible in the field, where they can give the message to men who know not the Scriptures. Many things have been presented before me regarding the work in Washington. If there is not a decided advancement on the part of the workers and improvements in the working of the institutions in Washington, D.C., the name of the Lord will not be honored and exalted. At the General Conference, the Lord gave me a message to bear. In the night season, instruction was given me, and I could not forbear. I was solemnly charged to speak to the people the message of the Lord. I was bidden to speak with pen and voice. Opportunities were given for a deeper work upon the hearts of those who were assembled at this meeting. Some felt the influence of the Holy Spirit and responded, but all did not yield to this influence. The minds of some have not been running in a channel that would bring the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Had there been on the part of all the assembly a humbling of the heart before God, there would have been manifested a wonderful blessing. Some of the time spent in the discussion of business matters should have been spent in earnestly seeking the Lord for divine power and guidance. It has been presented to me that the Lord had rich blessings for his people in Washington. There was a rich spiritual experience that the leading men should have obtained. But much time was occupied in dealing with difficult problems that should not have been touched until by humiliation of heart and by prayer, the converting power of God had been realized. The Holy Spirit was waiting for confessions to be made, but with many there was a blindness as to their true spiritual condition. Confessions should have been made with that humility which results from an abhorrence by the individual of his unconverted soul. The work that should have been done was not done. The reformations needed were not made. And now the most important thing that we can do is to seek the Lord while he may be found. I entreat of our brethren in Tacoma Park to seek the Lord earnestly during this coming week of prayer. I am in much distress over the spiritual condition of some who are bearing grave responsibility. There should not be great rejoicing by our brethren in Washington over the great advantages of the work there, while so many are congregated there who need to be converted before the Lord will manifest himself to grant the riches of his grace. I have fears for the brethren in Washington until all shall seek to understand their great necessities. My brethren, never think that you are in a superior spiritual condition until the melting mercy of God comes to your hearts. I write thus because I dare not withhold these things,